أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Hadid. We completed Surah Al-Qamar, and during the course of the last two Ramadans respectively, we had done Surah Ar-Rahman and Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Hadid, in the hadith it comes, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the Musabbihat before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to bed. So Musabbihat are five surahs of the Quran Sharif, those surahs that begin with informing us that everything praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first of which is the surah, Surah Al-Hadid. Thereafter we find Surah Al-Hashr, and then we find Surah Saf. These surahs begin with Sabbaha in the past tense, and then Surah Jumu'ah and Surah Taghabun. So these were five surahs that were regarded as the Musabbihat, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to bed. The Surah Al-Hadid, Al-Hadid actually refers to steel, and the surah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Madani period of his life after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that these surahs possess one ayah which is better than 1,000 ayat. Hafidh ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that it is the third ayah of this surah, wal awwalu wal akhiru wal zahiru wal batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. The surah begins with informing us سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that whatever is in the skies and the earth, all of it make tasbih, all of it glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in other ayats of the Qur'an also, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. It doesn't mean that everything says subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most certainly everything praises, everything glorifies Allah, everything praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you will not understand the tasbih of the different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the waters of the ocean, how the waters of the river, how the mountains and how the trees and the leaves of the trees and the trunk of the trees and the branches of the trees, how they make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not understand the language, the chirping of the birds, for example. We don't understand their language, but they are making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one very important aspect with regards to tasbih, we all say subhanallah, but when we are making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we really implying? What is the meaning of subhanallah? So then we'll all translate it as glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the meaning of glory be to Allah? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all fault. The zat of Allah, the being of Allah, and also the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah, the deeds and the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, everything about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of fault. Allah gave us a deen, that deen is perfect. Allah gave us a Qur'an, that Qur'an is perfect. Allah chalked out our lives, the taqdeer, that is perfect. In everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted, everything that Allah ta'ala does, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, every aspect of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is perfection. So when we say the subhanallah, we say this tasbih, we should try and just picture and imagine this perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every aspect. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is al-aziz, Allah is Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. In this world we find that sometimes a person has a little bit of power, then we'll find abuse of that power. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is here indicating Allah has all the power. All the power belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most wise. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wise in whatever rules and laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not make zulm upon anyone because of Allah ta'ala's power. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wise in utilizing and in implementing every aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the sovereignty, the kingdom of the skies and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah. Whatever man has in his possession is a very temporary or rather a superficial ownership. We are not the real owners. Whatever has been given to us, like we'll see in the ayats later, it has been given to us just as an amanat, as a trust, and that will go to somebody else at a point in time. Whatever kingdom man owns, man can never own it forever and ever, but definitely a person leaves this world, and hence everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuhyi wa yumit. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives life. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives death. In the first instance, Allah is that Zat that created life. And in the first instance, Allah is that Zat that created death. And hence, everything and every being, living being, its life has been given to it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the appointed time, death will come upon every person, every being. And the important aspect of this is that all of it comes from Allah. There is no being, there is no power, there is no might that can give life. There is no being, there is no power that can give death. But all of it is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. In other words, none of us have the power to do anything, but Allah Rabbul Izzat has all and the full and the total power. وَالْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ. This is that ayah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, according to Hafidh ibn Kathir, that is better than 1,000 ayat. One person came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he came with a complaint that he has this infiltration of shaitan, this waswasa of shaitan that comes to his heart, and that creates doubt in the heart of a person. So what should I do? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just the synopsis of the hadith, he smiled at that person and he said, read this ayah. Huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru wal-zahiru wal-batin wa huwa bikulli shay'in alim. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the first. Before him there was no creation. He initiated the creation. He is the creator of everything. Wal-akhir, everything else will die. Everything else will be destroyed. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is forever, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever and ever. And hence over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power and Allah ta'ala's might. And as we discussed on a previous occasion, ulama have given many interpretations of this ayah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated that a person, when he seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he seeks anything in the world, then the very first thing he should seek is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when a person finds Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is never an end to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he is the very first, he is the very last. وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifest. That on the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation is all around us. But what should be most manifest in the creation of Allah is Allah Himself. Wal-Batin, the Zat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can never be imagined. The being of Allah can never be estimated. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Batin. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also, whilst He is manifest, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is hidden. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full and total knowledge of everything. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.